So the epistle for the feast of the Holy Family is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly and in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. When Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understand not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. Please be seated. Call upon me in the day of trouble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. It is this first Sunday after the Epiphany. And so we've had these different feast days at the beginning of January. The Feast of the Circumcision, which the name of our Lord Jesus Christ was given to him. This is the first time that our Lord shed his most precious blood for us in order to redeem mankind. So as it started out that way, then also January 2nd is the Feast of the Holy Name, the name by which we are saved, understanding that our Lord's name means Savior or Redeemer. As St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, he says, the name every knee shall bend on earth, in heaven, and even under the earth. St. John Chrysostom says it is the name which cures all ills. So therefore, it's fitting for us to have the Holy Name in Romans today because, in a way, we can try to tie in these different feasts. I mean, certainly the circumcision, knowing that's when our Lord was given his most precious name to us. And then, as I said, with the Holy Name on January 2nd, it is the feast day of the Holy Name Society, the spiritual organization for some of the men of this church. Well, then also the Holy Family. As I say, it's quite fitting that we have this opportunity to have some of the men join the Holy Name Society, taking that step of wanting to help their spiritual life, and then through that to also to help their family. Because with the Holy Name, it is a spiritual organization. It is something that's for men that they want to help to sanctify their soul because it is meant to encourage them to profess their faith. Profess their faith, obviously, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that it is this name by which we are saved. And that we see throughout, obviously, the liturgy for that feast, that it is the name given to us by which we will be saved. And so that is where then we have the respect for our Lord's name. And so for them joining that, or for them that have already been enrolled in the Holy Name Society, you know, how do they accomplish that goal? I mean, obviously it is meant to help them profess their faith, but it is through the honor that it is given to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that they also help people that maybe do struggle with that, whether they help them through their example, whether they help them through, if they have the opportunity through prudence to possibly correct someone. I say through prudence because obviously it has to dictate our actions. But then also making reparation for it. And so that's something that all of us can do. If we hear our Lord's name taken in vain, we can pray the divine praises. We can pray the litany to the holy name, the litany to the sacred heart. We can make up for that abuse that goes on. That is something that is prevalent in our modern world. I mean, it's prevalent in society, and obviously those of you that have to be out in the world, you understand that. The little bit of traveling that I go out into the world, you definitely see that. The abuse of our Lord's name for no purpose, our Lord's name taken trivially or in an angered manner. And so it's sad to witness that, it's sad to hear that, because as I say, it is truly the name that is given to us by which we will be saved. And so therefore, we have to promote and profess that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ's name if we want to be saved. We have to promote that. And so for the holy name, yes, they take that pledge to do their best to fight against the abuses against our Lord's most holy name, to honor it properly. They labor for the glory of God. And to labor for the glory of God, one of the means is to sanctify Sundays, Sundays and holy days of obligation. Where it's not just coming to Mass and that's it. I've done my part, I've finished, that's it. Well, no, it's also to make sure that our family sanctifies the day, gives the day to God. So whether it is a Sunday or a holy day of obligation, that will fall during the week. And granted, some have to work to support their family during the holy days of obligation that fall during the week. Obviously, they just gain a dispensation for that, asking for that. But they still have that obligation to sanctify the day. That is why we try to always have as many Masses as we can, at the very least, to have an evening Mass, to try to give the opportunity to be able to attend Mass. If you're not able to, you still have the obligation to sanctify the day, to give the same amount of time that you would be at Mass. And so you would still need to give an hour to God, whether it's through reading, whether it's through prayers, reading of the Mass. That is an obligation you have, or you don't fulfill your Sunday or your holy day in this case. And so that is something that the holy name also are meant to profess, to promote, to help in, is just this idea of sanctifying Sundays and holy days. And then certainly to avoid blasphemy, profane, or indecent language. Again, it is something that is so prevalent in our world today. And even for Catholics, it can be a difficulty because it is all around them. It is what they hear. But that is where you must be strong in fighting against that, especially those that are dedicating themselves to the Holy Name. Because as I say, the purpose of the Holy Name is to sanctify your soul and your families. And so therefore, if anything, the Holy Name has such a greater obligation to profess that name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because the world is so devoid of Almighty God, it is a difficulty. It is a struggle even for, obviously, for our Catholics that live out in the world. But by doing so, by these men that take this opportunity, by doing that, we will have men that live a truly Catholic life. And therefore, through that, we will also have families that will live Catholic lives. Because the men are meant to lead their families. And so if they are striving for that in their own life, therefore it will also come to the family. that they will help the family to also to sanctify Sundays, to properly honor the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, realizing it is the name by which we will be saved. And then also with it being a spiritual organization for the parish, it will also try to help lead the parish, obviously under the leadership of the pastor. That is why it's so important for us to have these spiritual organizations in the church. And that's why it's important for us to understand that they are spiritual organizations first and foremost. It is not meant that they are to do all the work of the parish. I mean, that is not the function of the Holy Name itself. Yes, they can help in that, certainly. But all the men of the parish should realize the obligation we have in trying to help in the parish itself, the upkeep of the church, the work that goes around the church itself. I mean, that's an obligation for all men and for all the parish to take a part in that. So with the Christmas decorations, it's meant for everyone to try to help. I mean, that's where we have to understand what these organizations are for. It is meant to sanctify their soul. That is why then when they process in, they process out, they receive together, it is for them to gain a plenary indulgence. It's not a show for them to show, you know, here we are, we're the Holy Name. No, it is meant for them to gain a plenary indulgence for their soul. That is why they come in as one body, they go out as one body, and they receive Holy Communion together. I mean, that's where we have to understand why it's so important in today's world. And why the family is so attacked in today's world. Because the devil knows why he's attacking the family is to destroy the work that God has set together as the family. The social unit of society. It is the basic unit of our society that is banded together, and the devil will attack that and break it apart. I mean, he certainly breaks it apart by divorce, breaking up families. Because when you have that dysfunction in a family, it will cause all of the family to act dysfunctionally. But that's why it's so important for us to work to sanctify the family itself. And that's why it's important for the men to take that step forward, to take on that responsibility to help their family, to show the importance in the spiritual life. That yes, they are obliged to watch over their family and make sure they sanctify Sundays, they sanctify holy days. And then yes, they would be needed to correct their family if someone slips and says bad language, if someone uses profanity, if God forbid someone takes our Lord's name in vain. It is the name by which we will be saved. God has given us that name. And that is what we must show respect to. And so, yes, they are meant to work for the greater glory of God through these means. Through these opportunities, they are meant to help to show reverence to our Lord's name. And therefore, yes, to abstain from all bad language. And what an example that would be to our children. How important that would be in the families if dad tells the children, don't use language like that. But leading by example first and foremost, how much more it will mean to the children when they know that dad doesn't use language like that. And so that's why the Holy Name was established back in the 13th century. It is a very old society formed by the Dominicans to work for the Holy Name of our Lord. St. Paul talks about that is why he preaches this name, because it is the name by which we will be saved. And that's why he says every knee shall bend because of it. Whether they're on the earth, whether they're under the earth, whether they're in heaven, every knee will bend. And that is why it's so important for us. And that is why we must have this society, to respect the greater glory of God. And as I say, for the men to take that step and work toward that glory of God. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, he had a sermon that he said that the name of Jesus is a light to us, it is food for us, and it is a medicine. It's a light. We know that the name of our Lord is a light to us. We see that throughout the liturgy. We see that in baptisms. The candle is given, signifying our Lord. We have the Paschal candle during Easter time. And just with Christmas, we realize our Lord came in the middle of the night because he is this light that dispels the darkness. And so we know that this name is a true light to us. And it should be. It should be this means that is given to us to help us in time of temptation, in time of trial, that it breaks this darkness that is around us. And it's also a food for the soul. Again, strengthening us. Just as when we're hungry, we're famished, we eat. And that food nourishes the body to help it to continue on to do its duty of state. And the same thing that St. Bernard of Clairvaux says is the name of our Lord for our soul. It is this food to strengthen the soul. So obviously, in time of temptation, in time of trial, that is the name that is given to us. And that is why then it also ties into the last, that it is medicine for the soul. It is the remedy that is given to us. So when we're ill, we take this remedy. We call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to save us. So he has this whole sermon based off of just the name of our Lord, of trying to help us to understand how important that it is, that it is this light for us, it is this food, it is this medicine. And therefore, gives to us the understanding of why we would call upon the name of our Lord. And certainly why we would never do it trivially or blasphemously. As Catholics, we have been given this name to save our soul. And so we must work on that. We must show that reverence to our Lord's name. Again, St. Bernard of Clairvaux says, there is nothing like the name of Jesus to calm the storms of anger, to repress self-complacency, nothing like it to heal the wounds of the soul, to stem the tide of sensuality, to quench the flames of lust. So basically, St. Bernard of Clairvaux tells us this is a name that we can call upon in all situations. If we're angry, we call upon our Lord's name to help quench that anger. Not as a means of showing our anger, God forbid. But then also he's saying for our self-complacency, where we just go through the motions. He's telling us this is the name that you call upon to break you out of that. And then certainly it is the name that is given to us to heal the soul, to fight against the tide of sensuality that we find in the world around us. But then also to quench the flames of lust. So St. Bernard of Clairvaux sees very clearly why our Lord's name is given to us to save us. It is given to us as the name by which we will be saved. And if we treat it irreverently, if we treat it trivially, if we don't really care, how can we say that we will be saved by that name? I mean, how can we, if we ask ourselves that question, how can we act like we will be saved? If the name that is given to us by Almighty God to save our soul doesn't really matter to us. The profanity, the bad language, all of these things doesn't matter. How can we act like we will be saved? And so let us take this opportunity for the enrollments to the Holy Name, to pray obviously for our Holy Name, but then for all of us to realize and to recognize how powerful this name has been given to us, and to work on that. If that is something that we struggle with, to constantly try to say, blessed be God, blessed be His holy name. To recite the divine praises. To break us from that habit if that's what we've fallen into. Again, I know the world around us, it is all around us. It is all we hear at times. As I say, the little I travel, it's all people say. The bad language they have for no reason at all. They're not even mad. How sad it is. And so let us take this opportunity to really try to work on that. Because it has been given to us by God. Given to us by God to be saved. Maybe this will help us to recognize the fact of where we are spiritually. I will leave you with a quote of St. Francis of Sales. I've said it different times, especially at the beginning of the year, because I think it is such a powerful quote for us. Hopefully you've heard it before. It means you've listened to the sermons. If this is the first time you're hearing it, well, maybe write it down. St. Francis de Sales said, we are walking in this world between paradise and hell, and that your last step will place you in an eternal dwelling, and that to make the last step well, you must try to make all others well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.